For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. More from our Washington Times story on the Afghan drug trade. Bush administration officials are reluctant to publicly discuss bin Laden's drug ties. Instead, the administration has announced a series of new counter-narcotics programs that will greatly rely on Afghan police and soldiers to stem the burgeoning poppy crop that in turn yields record amounts of heroin. And to which I must add, it works so well in Mexico and Colombia. Surely it will work in Afghanistan. With weeks now gone by, and there being no explanation of reporter Gary Webb's supposed suicide, death by two shots to the head, I thought it time to ask someone with experience in this area. This is longtime DEA agent and undercover officer, the author of Powder Burns, Mr. Cele Castillo.
I'm a former DEA agent, retired, and spent several years in South and Central America working for the DEA.
I asked Cele about the ongoing battles between the CIA and the DEA that have gone on, lo, these many years. The type of stuff that was being reported on by Mr. Gary Webb.
The CIA has always overpowered the DEA, both domestically and foreign. They're the number one agency for anything that they want to do. And we take the back burner for that, and we always have. On the Gary Webb story, you know, it's kind of hard to try to agree with the fact that he shot himself twice with a gun. And it's very hard for me, in my opinion, to believe that he actually, you know, did commit suicide. But I guess everything's possible.
I suppose, Cele, I don't know if you had any involvement in Iraq or Afghanistan. This story coming out that they're now setting records for opium production, and yet the U.S. government allows it to happen. Your thoughts there, please.
Well, my thoughts is, of course, anywhere we go in the world, you know, whether it's Colombia or Peru, you know, we have the highest record on cultivation. In Afghanistan, when the Taliban was there, of course, they would not put out with such things as heroin. And now that the U.S. government has taken over Afghanistan, we have the biggest cultivation of opium to come into the U.S. And how could that be possible? We're so much against the war on drugs. Are we letting it happen in Afghanistan?
If any portion of the government war on drugs makes sense to you, I urge you to please contact Dean at drugtruth.net.